Blog Talk Radio.
Service. Hallelujah. Got an
an important announcement to make, and I want to give you a few minutes to get a pencil and a sheet of paper, or a pen and a sheet of paper. So y'all go ahead and write this down, okay? Go ahead and write this down, all right? The ministry is growing. We've been quite active on Patreon, and like I promised you we would. It's funny, I was talking about divorce today, you know, going into the law. And of course, my computer said that I ate up all the space, and it stopped on me. So I had to go clear out some space, you know what I mean? Because these videos, when you do it on this one, you can do like a 19-minute video, and that just the recording along, it eats up like 9.5 gigs. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I love to be able to cache it in one of those external drives.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know how to do that?
Yeah, we probably get the program, make it. Send everything to
it. When it goes to the C band,
you don't see.
And you know the main center, it just eats it up, man.
Yeah,
it just can't keep up with it. And I got other, you know, like 4 terabytes, 2 terabytes, you know, I mean, 5 terabytes, 6 terabytes, 6 terabytes hard drives. I just don't know how to do it. So if you get a chance, maybe you can do it. How long does it take you to do it?
Shouldn't take that long. I would do it on a solid state. Got
the speed. I probably have to purchase a solid state because I got plenty of slots down here.
Yeah, I got a 500.
But this is a Western Digital Black.
I've got a 500 at home. That's K-Homics.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. Just sitting there.
All right. Hope you got your pen, sheet, and paper. We know that our beloved mother, Mother Beasley, went on to be with the Most High Yah. For that we rejoice.
Yeah.
Glory to the King, for she has finished her course.
Yeah.
95 years of long life of service to the Most High Yah.
Yes.
See. Mother Beasley, a true champion. True champion. And that we rejoice. Isn't it amazing how that, you know, the book says that Yah rejoiced in the death of his saints. But isn't that amazing how we can rejoice like that when somebody is man, they went well past 70, didn't they? And then 80 by strength, right? And then 15 years after that. And you know, Mother Beasley, up until last year, she was, ever since she'd been in the ministry, she came to every feast.
Yes.
Every feast.
Yes.
She would drive 5 hours, 5.5 hours, or ride 5.5 hours, and she came to every feast 3 times in the year. She came to Unleavened Bread, Passover, she came to Pentecost, and she came to Tabernacle.
Yes.
She sure did. And she stayed right here in this house, in that guest room right there, with myself and Mother Carol. And of course, you had Mom Monty, Mother Monty, you know, Mom Monty, and
yes.
Mother Carol, Sister Barbara. You know, everybody, you know, the sisters that were volunteered to take care of her.
Yes.
You know, while she was here, give Brother Jermaine a break. You know what I mean? And so we rejoice that our mother is gone, but we know we're going to see her again. No doubt, for sure, she's in the kingdom. Total different response than what you would get about Kobe Bryant. You know what I mean? If people think I'll be talking about Kobe Bryant, but
no,
I don't talk about it. Y'all just don't listen good.
Yes.
Anytime I make a video, you ain't heard me say one thing disparaging about Kobe Bryant. You know the reason why? Because y'all don't rejoice in the death of the wicked. And neither do I. That's why you often hear me preference in my videos. I don't have no heaven and hell to put nobody in.
So true.
But I can judge fruit.
Definitely.
That's all I can do is judge fruit. And then, hey, the Most High Yah, he's the final judge of it all.
Definitely.
But more than worried about Kobe Bryant, you better strive to enter in. At the straight gate. Many going to seek to enter and not be permitted. So don't you be worried about Kobe Bryant. You worry, He's at least the word. Save yourself. Hallelujah. All right, but Mother Beasley passed on. I have information concerning her service. Now, it's going to be a small visitation and a service. It's going to be at the Wayne T. Lee. Wayne T. Lee Funeral Home. Wayne, W-A-Y-N-E-T, and then Lee, L-E-E, Funeral Home. And the address is 1370 East Main Street. 1370 East Main Street, Columbus, Ohio. And Columbus is spelled C-O-L-U-M-B-U-S. Charlie Oscar Lima Uniform, Mike Bravo Uniform Sierra, Ohio. Address, I mean, zip code is 43205. That's the Wayne T. Lee Funeral Home, 1370 East Main Street, Columbus, Ohio, 43205, Thursday, February 6, 2002. And besides, make sure y'all put that on the board.
2020.
Oh, 2020.
Yes.
2002. We're going back 18 years.
Ooh, yes, sir.
Thursday, February 6, 2020. Visitation is between 12:30 and 1:30 p.m. And then the service is at 1:30. Now, Brother Jermaine informed me it's going to be a closed casket, no viewing. And the reason for that is because, you know, she's been sick for a little bit, or let's just say getting old. Because the body just start breaking down. People's preference, you know, they like saying sick, but the body's just getting ready.
Yeah, it's just time.
It's just time.
Yes, yeah,
time. And so, you know, lost a lot of weight. And by Mother Beasley's sentiments, she didn't want a big hoop to loop to la. Yeah, everybody know how Mother Beasley is. But if you want to come and pay your respects to a true mother in Israel, myself and my shies will be there representing the straightway. And then after that, we're going to boogie back home. And, of course, if it's Thursday the 6th, 2020, more than likely I'll get up there the Roman Wednesday. Because it ain't that far. I think if it's like 5 hours, I'll just drive. But you know what I mean? It ain't that far. Brother Jamaican, leave Mother Carol a text message and tell us about how far that drive is. Elder Rupert's got a chance to go there and hug her and kiss her head before she passed on. But we rejoice that we were privileged in this life to be able to meet such a mother.
Hallelujah.
As Mother Beasley. You know,
yes.
So many people, they run this course and then they fall away. Huh?
Yeah.
They literally fall away.
6 hours.
It's a 6 hour drive from where we're at. So yeah, we're going to take off that fourth day morning. We'll get there and represent Straightway Tennessee. Now, I don't know. I'm sure we're going to be entering into a hostile environment, because anytime natural family is somewhere, it's a hostile environment.
Yes, so true.
But you know, Israel, we're going to be ready. But I'm going to be there. If you can make it, I'm not commanding anybody to be there to make it. If you can make it, at least call the dining hall and let Pastor Dow know that you are attending. Hallelujah. Let Pastor Dow know you're attending. So we'll lay the body of Mother Beasley to rest. She's the service is going to be at the Wayne T. Lee Funeral Home, 1370 East Main Street, Columbus, Ohio, 43205. All right? That is Thursday, February 6th, 2020. Visitation 1230 to 1:30 p.m. Service 1:30. Closed casket. No viewing. All right, they have a website, but I'm sure you can put the address in it and Google it, and the website will pop up. All right. The feast day calendar. Man, what a jewel that thing has been. Now, Brother Steve, you and Sister Wendy, y'all going to have to send me an update report. Because not only that, I got to get with you because I need to be sending you something too as well. But you're going to send me an updated report because according to all these emails and I'm getting in a response, when I put that video out, people were ordering that stuff left. They were ordering them calendars left and right. And I don't, you know, I know you had 400. 100 was already gone. But, man, you probably want to end up ordering some more of them right there flying off the shelf. So just let me know how many that is already done, y'all in ship, because you and Sister Linda, man, y'all busy.
Yeah.
Going back and forth to that post office, huh? Getting these orders in every single day. So shoot me an email and let me know how things are going. All is well in the land of the living. I got wind that they're going to have another Hebrew conference this year. Well, we'll see if they're going to invite the Hebrew man of the year too then.
Interesting.
We'll see. So I need to go ahead and answer this question because I had somebody ask me too. They keep asking me over and over and over again. Pastor Dow, Pastor Dow, Pastor Dow. Pastor Dow, Pastor Dow, Pastor Dow. What is your favorite handgun? And everybody assumes it's Glock, but it's not. My favorite handgun, I've had this thing for 20 years. It's a Kimber Custom Match Pro 2, 1911. It's a competition 45 ACP. It's a very, very nice gun. The magazine needs to be clean. It usually has some wooden handles on it, but I traded it out for the laser. This is a custom It's a beautiful piece. This is the gun right here that I've been the most accurate with whatever I've ever shot in my life. Matter of fact, this is the gun that I've shot, I can't tell you how many smiley faces with. It has all different type of custom features on, but I'll tell you what, let the teacher show you something, okay? All right. I got right here, this is considered a full size. This is a Glock 17, okay? We always check the weapons, make sure it's clear, weapon's not loaded. Now, feel, teacher, the weight difference between these two.
Yes.
The Glock almost feel like a less than a paperweight, don't it?
Yes, sir.
Now, this one is a 45. This is a 9mm right here. All right? Both of them are very, very good weapons. But this is Pastor Dow's favorite weapon of all time. It's heavy. It's all metal. Every bit of it. It's heavy and it's not even loaded. Imagine when you put
clipping
in eight and fill this thing up with eight rounds. Seven rounds of one in the chamber. Imagine that. They're going to have some. But I got so much control on it. It has ambidextrous safety on it. It has a laser on it. It has an adjustable rear sight. An extended magwell release. An extended slide release on it. As you can see, it's made in, check it out, of all places, Yonkers, New York. Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
Of all places,
huh?
Yeah, Yonkers, New York. the communist gun state of the world. Isn't that about ass backwards?
Yes.
So we like to say Shabbat Shalom to each and every last one of you. Remember, you can hear us in many different platforms. Online-church.org. Online-church.org, that's just one place that you can hear us on Shabbat, if you choose to. The next one is Pastor Dow, Facebook page, and we stream live there. We also stream live, and it's simulcast. It's simulcast from the Tabernacle up to Wisconsin, to where Brother David and at Straightway Live. And what apparatus do we use in the Tabernacle?
We go through online church, then
just
Straightway Live.
Then Straightway Live. Okay, so that's how we kick it over.
Yeah.
So if you want to hear us, see us,
and
talk about us.
Facebook as well.
Yeah, we also stream live on Facebook. But if you want to hear us, see us, talk about us, do whatever you want to, we're easy to be found. That's for sure. It's a new month. If I was to show y'all what the calendar looked like, in January has already been filled. And in February is getting ready to start getting filled up itself. So we have February, March, then we have the prep day, we have Passover, unleavened bread. 7th looks like of April, so we have 2 months and a week and a half, which really ain't too long at all.
Yes.
And we also have, must be them leap year, huh? Because
yes.
We got 29 days in February this year.
Yes.
No wonder, man, that calendar all jacked up, man, the way that they do stuff. Huh?
Unbalanced.
It is.
Yes.
Weather's going to start changing here pretty soon. Brother Gideon is down in Florida. Jacksonville, Florida, with Straightway Saints down in Florida, training them, teaching them how to be proficient, technically and tactically. We may, for us, teach saying, you know what, we may next week. May, depends on how I feel, I'm going to be back on the road. We may stream YouTube next week to just see how we do. That'll be interesting, huh? That'll be very interesting. Boy, that's just a headache, man. People ask me, why, Pastor, why aren't you reading letters anymore during the Sabbath service? Because it takes too long. And believe me, I answer letters. I promise you we do.
Oh, yeah.
Elder Doug has a phone log that's unbelievable. I mean, even though that, listen, there's only been like a handful of people that have forsaken the assembly of the fellowship during this dead season.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen some people leave here and go out there and hobnob with these worldly so-called Hebrews, making videos and everything, man. It's just, you know, there's no honor amongst these. Everybody just uses everybody and think that they are in the love of Yah.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. I can't fellowship with people that ain't serious minded.
Yeah.
I've already put out the edict that we are Straightway, we're not supporting Ron Dalton anymore. Nothing personal.
True.
But you just got to make a stand.
Yes.
You got to make a stand. You can't be walking in hypocrisy. After the knowledge of truth, you can't be set up there trying to be a friend of these worldly people and then a friend of Yah.
No.
You can't do it.
No.
And that's just like, I'll preface that with this, you know, all that stuff that Kabir and the brothers was going through.
Yes, sir.
You know, up there and stuff. And, of course, you know, if there's ever a time for someone to put distance between someone, you know, the world does stuff like that. You know, well, you know, you understand, man. You know, we got all the reputation to worry about it. Until it's blown, we're just going to lay low. You know what I mean? But that ain't what he's doing. What he's doing is he just simply trying to hobnob and get a friendship with these hypocritical non-head covering parents wearing Jezebel makeup wearing
pagans.
They ain't no Hebrews. They ain't no Hebrews at all. And all the rest of these effeminate men. Man, you know that Dr. Kenneth Howard and that laws guy that's sitting next to me and next to the video, they doing a marriage seminar in Georgia. And somebody else I ain't seen. And I looked at that poster. They charging $500 a couple for a marriage seminar. You get more of a seminar you get more out of marriage watching one of my videos than going down there and spending all that expense and then putting $500 in their hand. These boogers trying to live like a fat cat. Huh? I don't hear nobody out there after all that preaching and teaching I've done at the Hebrew conference. I don't hear nobody out there trying to repent, turn from their wicked ways, live set apart, trying to get free.
True.
No, they're all still doing the same old thing. You know, I guess it's only written to us, though. You know, when we read it, it's only written to us. You know what I mean?
You got the ears here.
You know, the Most High told the Israelites, he said, I want you to be separate. And he said, I've severed you from the people of this land over in Leviticus and the prophets. And he's always done that. And then, you know, Yahshua said the same thing. And then Paul comes back in Corinthians and says the same thing. And then he definitely finishes up in the book of Revelation and says the same thing.
Yes.
Come out of her, come out of mom. Come out. It's always coming out. Everything is coming out. And then it's the part they don't like here. Separate. And then, yeah. You separate. He says, then if you do that, how many people doing it? If you do that, then I will be your Yah, and then you will be my people. And then what does the hypocrite say? Oh, no, we ain't got to do all that. Don't take all that. Hey, they that preach the gospel must live.
Live. Key word, live.
Very few people doing that. Very few people doing that. I went to, you know, I went out of country, came back in, I did a few videos. Our patron account increased by over 90 people. 90. That's a lot of people that want to hear the word of Yah. Y'all listen to me. If y'all are listening to any of my videos on Patreon, can y'all comment, please? Please comment to let me know that you're there. I mean, I can always go back and check the count and stuff, but I really would like to know who's listening to our videos. You know what I mean? Because the response is warranted. The response is who lets me know who's serious-minded. So, let us know. Comment. And if we ever get any ads on YouTube, because they usually wait till we get about 5,000 hits before they monetize anything, let the ads play so we can make a few dollars to pay some bills. That's the only reason why we ask you to do it, because the more money we make over there, the less money we have to take from the ministry.
Yes.
Pay the bills.
Yes.
All right? That can't be. That is not too much to have. Immediately after I get off this show, this broadcast, Brother Daniel Muir and them, Brother Rob and them, Brother Samuel and them, and Brother Lee and them up there in Indiana will be on Facebook. You go to Daniel Muir, M-U-I-R, and you can check out that feed if you so choose. Usually I'm so tired, I usually check it out early in the morning while I'm preparing and getting myself ready for Sabbath service. And that's, you got any more announcements or anything? Anything to think of, because I don't have anything.
No, sir.
So with that said, I have been putting out a lot of information between Patreon and YouTube and Facebook.
Yes.
I really, truly, I've been doing everything I can to try to keep us sober-minded. All right?
True. So true.
I really, truly have.
Yeah.
The guest calling number is 310 982-4226. That's 310-982-4226. All right. If you'd like to talk to Pastor Dow, you know the routine, you know the drill. I'll call your area code. If you hear me, call your area code. At that time and point, I'll give you enough time to get away from the computer so there won't be any side tone or feedback or voice overture so that the voice is doubling and then people will have a difficult time hearing you or your question, because your question could be a question that somebody out there may wanted to ask, and rather than repeat it, they want to hear what you got to say. So move away from the computer. Move away from the computer. And then kindly pick up your phone and talk to me. Don't use your iPods, iPads, all this other stuff. Talk to me directly over the phone, cell phone or landline. All right? You press number one. You may or may not hear an automated voice. I'll get a shield with a question mark up there. Let me know you're in the caller queue. And we will take your questions, okay? So I'll be right back. Get a plug for the ministry. Our precious Sister Wenda up there in Canada. Get a plug for the ministry, and we'll be right
back. Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straightway Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell Jr. That's Charles Dowell Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G-T-O-N. P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell, Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives, so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ, just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Hallelujah, shalom, shalom. The King is coming. You better believe that. And for some, he's coming sooner than you think. Hallelujah. All right. Yes, caller number 310-982-4226. Let's go ahead and start with it. Let's go with caller number 586. 586. This is Pastor Dowell. You are on the Straightway Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help you?
Hey Pastor Dowell.
Shalom.
This is Lamar. From Michigan.
Lamar, how you doing, Lamar?
Straightway Michigan. I'm doing
okay, good. How you doing, bro?
Move. I with Brother Jawan in Straightway, Michigan. Just wanted to introduce myself, you know. And I don't know, just made myself known and stuff. I've been watching your video, so I pretty much. Hallelujah.
Sounds like you're known to me.
Huh?
You been watching my videos for a minute, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, actually, I'm not going to hold up everybody or nothing like that. Just, you know, really appreciate you, man. Actually, it brought basically my whole immediate family in. My wife and my kids, you know. So just being able to be honest with them and find the scriptures necessary to show them, you know, made it a lot easier. I just appreciate that.
Sounds like that they love you.
Yeah, I love them too. You know, we love each other. We love the Most High too. We don't wanna burn. I'm supposed to be going through deliverance with Juwan and try to get the Holy Spirit. And, you know, just trying to make sure I'm keeping the law.
Right.
As best as I can. You know, some stuff I don't really understand. But
it's going to take you a little bit.
You say what, sir?
It's going to take you a little bit. It's going to take a little time for you to get it. I mean, you ain't been doing as long.
No, but my goal is to basically live the same lifestyle that y'all live, you know. That's our goal.
All right. Well, prepare yourself for sacrifice and testing.
Oh, yeah, we didn't have family come over and tell us that we weird and all kind of stuff. We just come over all, out of the blue. We like, hey, we're glad to see you. We don't see you no other time. And they just come over and just blast us and then leave.
Oh, yeah. You
know? So that really hurt, man, but, I mean, it is what it is. And, you know,
all
you
right.
Get your family that, huh?
I said, all right, my brother.
All right.
Welcome to the family.
Thanks, man. It means a lot.
Hallelujah. Shabbat Shalom. Let's go to Florida. It says Brother Dex here. Call number 772-772. Oh, this is Pastor Dow. You on the Straight Ritual Radio broadcast. I can help you there in Florida.
Hey, Pastor. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom.
About your own.
Yes, indeed, sir. So definitely good to hear your voice, Shepherd. But I actually did kind of want to run something by you, kind of wanted to pick your brain on it in terms of Pastor Corey put out a video on Facebook not too long ago when he had a description link, and it was, I believe he pronounced his name, Brother Yakin. He was at the Dry Bones Conference, but he was going over, you know, like the coronavirus, how it's linked to all of these other viruses and different things like that. And while I was looking at it, I don't know, I just felt like something spoke to me, and it brought me to Revelations chapter 2, verse 9, where it says, "For I know the blasphemies of those people who call themselves Jews, but are not." And obviously, the video, I'm not sure if you had a chance to take a look at it, it was dealing with the Rothschilds, and, you know, they call them Jewish because they're not the real Jews, obviously, the Israelites are. So I wanted to see, did you have any other revelation on a verse like that? Because based on what he was going over, it seemed real specific that's what that was talking about, that these dudes are calling themselves Jews, but they're literally destroying Israel and the whole world. I mean, the way I looked at it, I basically see them as pestilence, like it talks about in Revelations, because they're trying to kill everybody with these viruses. What's your take on that?
I can't comment because I haven't seen the video in reference what he said. But if you're looking at Revelation 2:9, he's talking about these people today who's masquerading as Yehudims. And they're not. But because they're on the synagogue of Satan. There's nothing else. There's no take on it. My take is whatever the scripture says. And the scripture is true. And there are people running around. These Caucasians from the Caucasus Mountains, these Ashkenazis. Going around masquerading as the chosen people of Yah when they're not, when the prophet said we'd be scattered to the four corners of the earth. So it's pretty much telling you who the synagogue of Satan is, and that's to take in reference to that word.
Now, that definitely does make sense, because when he's talking about what the doctors are doing vaccines, I just thought, you know, it starts off by saying, I know that you think you're poor, but you're not. And most poor people can't afford to go to the doctor, so it's like they're not getting the vaccine. So I was just like, wow, that is actually a blessing.
Well, I mean, yeah, you can preference anything that's going on in the world with what the word is saying, but it's being pretty much specific to tell you who it's talking about. It's talking about the people of the book and who's not the people of the book.
That's perfect right there. I always like to do that because I'm still working on knowing the difference between eisegesis and exegesis and not trying to insert modern-day things in the text. But with Revelation, since it should be talking about here, I was like, oh, let me ask Pastor Dow, see what his take is on it, just to make sure my head is in the right direction, Pastor. But I know you're a busy man. I hope you get – I pray that you have a good rest this Shabbat night before you preach, and I'm going to let somebody else in the line. Pastor, I appreciate your time as usual.
All right, bless my brother. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom, King coming. Let's go to Missouri. Call number 816. Over there in Missouri, 816 is Pastor Dow, you know, Straight Ridge Hoot Radio broadcast. I can help you there in Missouri.
Shalom, Pastor. How you doing? Shabbat
Shalom. I'm blessed. Shabbat Shalom.
This is Brother Alex under Pastor Corey and Straightway KC.
All right.
Hallelujah. I just want to say, Pastor, I love you. I love your Shabbat messages. I'm looking forward to your Shabbat messages. I was trying to think of a question I could ask you, but I've just been watching all your videos that you post on YouTube, and you know, you cover it all, Pastor, and I just appreciate it. I appreciate the word of Yah and the time you put towards Yah so much, all the effort you put in towards your work. Pastor, Shepherd, and I appreciate it. I thank you so much. I thank Yah so much. I give him the glory for working through you. And Pastor, you touched me. You touched my heart, touched my soul when you just show all the effort that you put forward towards us, saving our souls, help saving souls. And Pastor, I mean, Yah bless you, Pastor. Double time, triple time, Pastor. Just, I love you, Pastor.
Well, hallelujah. Bless you. Bless you, my brother. Keep watching. Keep listening, okay?
Yes, sir, Pastor. I'm looking for your Shabbat message.
All right, my brother. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Okay. Let's go to Texas. 310, Brother Vincent. 310, Pastor Dow, you know, Shepherd 2 Radio Broadcast. I can have Brother Vincent.
Bless you, Pastor. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Just a healthy reminder about another way we can support the ministry and stock up on, you know, other than pharmaceuticals is doTERRA.
True.
In general.
That is true. And I tell you what, my brother, I personally get a shipment of doTERRA essential herbs in every single month. And plus, I even order some throughout the month, because sometimes people asked me to order a few of them for them, and then they reimburse us. But, man, we use the essential oils all the time here at Straightway.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I just wanted to help you with that, because I know that that's another way that, since I've been supporting the ministry that way, and Sister Rosa, I talked to Brother Luke a lot about this. He tries to put out a video here and there on Sons of Jacob. I try to tell the brothers here, reminding them. Brother Greg is doing an outstanding job supporting, along with Elder Mitchell on our side over here, so with Texas, Kentucky. But that stuff, it's every bit of what Brother Luke and Brother Leon had said at Tabernacle. I have not been sick. Still, taking the oils every day, dare I say religiously. I mean consistently when I say that, of course. You know, they're just – and then it blesses the ministry in general. So that's the first thing I want to say. The other thing I wanted to say, I actually had – a question, talking about spirits in general. My Sister Rosa came to me and asked me a question. She said, and I thought it was a good question, because I'm still learning in this area, Pastor. I asked some of the brothers about this. She said, how can a spirit be in more than one vessel? Like, if you're casting out a spirit of pride, say, in this vessel, But then, you know, down the way over there, you see probably getting cast out of this person, probably getting cast out. And I thought about that. That's an interesting question. I said, they're not omnipotent, or maybe I'm off, Pastor, when I say that, because Yah is omnipotent, but they are spiritual. So how would you explain how you can cast a spirit out of one individual and yet the other person has it? And you follow what I'm saying?
That's pretty simple. In the spirit realm, they don't operate after the same laws we operate in the natural realm.
Okay.
That spirit can set up there and appoint lesser spirits that it's already done, has a part of its spirit to be an oppression to you, if you understand what I mean. And
I do.
You have to understand that a spirit, like, for instance, I'm sitting here. How long would it take me to get from Tennessee, let's say, to China? How long would it take me to get there if I took the fastest?
Oh, wow, quite a few hours.
Transportation burial. Right.
Yes, sir.
All right,
yes, sir.
A spirit can get from here to China in less than a blink of an eye. Less than a blink of an eye.
Mm-hmm.
Are you following?
Okay.
So
I do follow you. Yes, sir.
Satan enlists other lesser demons. He's the principality. Oh, you have principalities. Remember it says in Ephesians 6:12. So you got principalities.
Yes,
you got a chief demon, and he has a whole bunch of battalion of demons up under him that he's trained and leased them, and they do the harassing, tempting, tormenting. And if the chief demon has place in there, you've got to get rid of all these other lesser demons before you can get rid of the place that the chief demon has. So they don't operate out of the same natural laws that we do. Are you following? They are spirits.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That makes a whole lot of sense. I appreciate that, Pastor. Thank you, Pastor. Bless you, and Shabbat Shalom to you and your household. Can't wait for that message tomorrow. I think Sister Rosa wants to say Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom,
right.
Pastor.
Bless you, Sister Rosa. How you doing, my sister?
Doing well.
She's under the bed, right?
Shabbat Shalom, Mother, Mama Nellie, and Sister Summer.
They heard you.
Bless you, Pastor. Bless you.
Shabbat Shalom. All right. Go to stay. We're in Texas again. 281. Sister Sharia. This is Pastor Dow. You're on the Sharia 2 radio broadcast. I can help you.
Hallelujah. I think that's a mix up. That's Brother Malcolm.
Okay. It probably is a mix up. The people there on the other end, I'm sure that they will adjust it. But Brother Malcolm, you're on the radio broadcast. I can help you.
Hallelujah. I'm actually calling from my phone, so that's my mistake. But I'm well. I just wanted to call in to give a small testimony of the love that I've experienced in Straightway, Texas, in Houston Assembly. You know, I joined in the first Shabbat night of the dead season. And ever since then, you know, the brothers have come together, man, and loved on me. I received deliverance. Several times I received the Holy Spirit, hallelujah. And, you know, I'm just grateful that Yah chose me, you know, to be a part of this assembly, to be a part of this ministry. And I can't wait to fellowship with you down there and on Passover in Straightway, Tennessee. You know, I've really been blessed by the work that you've done. You know, it shows in Elder Mitchell. It shows in Brother Greg. It shows in the brothers in the house. You know, it shows throughout the entire assembly, you know, that they really have a love for the brethren, a love for those who are seeking the Most High, and the discernment is through the roof, you know. So I just wanted to give a testimony, man, and let you know that Straightway Texas is holding on and holding strong, you know. So I really appreciate the work you've done, and I bless you, and I bless the Most High Yah for you.
Hallelujah. Looking forward to seeing the Passover, my brother.
Hallelujah. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Minnesota, Brother Gene, call number 612-612. Pastor Dow, you're on the Straight with Truth radio broadcast. How can help you, Brother Gene?
Shabbat Shalom, Pastor. Blessings, double blessings and honor to you, sir.
Hey, Shabbat Shalom, my brother. Good to hear from you.
Yes, sir. So, I am learning so much in the last couple of weeks about the fact that those who say that they are believers in Yah are not believers in Yah. They are corrupt to their core, and they are an abhorrence to Israel.
True.
I was talking with my new co-driver who keeps the Sabbath, right? He's a Seventh-day Adventist. And for the first couple of weeks, it was nice. We talked about the Sabbath and that stuff like that. But this guy actually believes in abortion.
I mean, literally,
that is a sickness. And when he started talking about it, I could see the demonic in him, brother. And it is just, I have learned more and more and more and more. And I'll tell you something else. Someone told me about 3 years ago that though Straightway is not your salvation, there is no other ministry that he knew of, and that if I really wanted to prosper, I would trust the leadership and everything like that. And I'll tell you, I always held a little something back, and I cannot believe how much that has cost me. And I just want to thank you for being righteous and living righteous and practicing righteousness and holding us to that same accountability. It just, I've been just, wow.
I get it.
So, love you, Pastor, very, very much.
Love you too, my brother.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom. You know, people always make that cliche or that saying, Straightway is not the salvation. Straightway is not this. You're not saying nothing that we don't know. But I do know this, that Yah has set it up for us to not forsake the fellowship of one another, as some has. As a matter of fact, so much to the point that it's becoming mannerism. People become so arrogant because they don't want to be under authority. I do know that he says over in Ephesians, the 4th chapter, watch this. And he gave some apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers for the edifying of the body. I mean, wait. So what are people saying? Even though that's not the salvation, look, there is an order. When Yah brings you this way, he's testing you. He's proving you. He's trying you to see if you are really, truly, for real. Because everybody prays, I just want to be with the people of Yah. I just want to know what the people of Yah. You get there, all of a sudden there's accountability. All of a sudden you can't run dirty. All of a sudden you can't be what you want to be because you get reproved. You get rebuked. You get correct. You get instructed. You get exhorted. You get all the whole nine yards. And all of a sudden, one day you get tired of it because you find out that your will can't be done here. And it's not going to be done here. It's going to be his will. And when you get sick and tired of that, you make excuses, then you go out and do your own will. We had a brother leave this ministry, and one of the little girls he brought to this ministry, we know she had you up there with him. And he had his eye on another girl, another sister in the ministry. He had a nerve to pick up the phone and call a brother, say, hey, I'm interested in your daughter, man. Is it okay if I can have her hand in marriage? Man, the brother said, you out of your damn mind, you got some nerve. You done left the ministry, left the people, and you want me to entrust you with my daughter? Man, don't you ever call me ever again, you little arrogant bastard. And he says, what I heard. Isn't that amazing? You know why? Because we wouldn't let him cover another daughter of Zion here. Because that spirit of lust and the burning of it is all over him. That's the reason why I keep talking to you women all the time. Don't you ever go out there and start making agreements with these jackleg snakes, these damn dogs. They lie to you. They know the order of things, and we do it right. I don't care how many people that we bring up almost every other Sabbath about how people have done it right. This is one of the few ministries you ever see in the world that you got people who done graduated college and the women are still virgins. And they end up getting married to good men. And they have prosperous family lives. But these shitheads, no, they don't want that. They won't go in with the spirit of whoredoms. And damn humble. These damn stupid-ass daughters of Zion who believe every damn thing that somebody says and they don't want to fall up under the testing and proving and trying of leadership. They went out from us because they were not of us. If they were of us, they would have no doubt continued with us. But they went out so that they all might be manifested that they were not of us. And remember what the book said. They without us cannot be saved. So when people throw these little cliches and stuff, I mean, what? Are you salvation? You got in something? Y'all got to learn. Y'all people need to learn how to divest yourself of the Gentile speech and learn how to talk. You really truly do. Learn how to talk. Let's go to Missouri. Call number 816-816, Brother Ryan. It's Pastor Dowie on the Strip with You radio broadcast. I can help Brother Ryan.
Shalom, Pastor. Can you hear me?
Oh, I got you, my brother. What you got?
It's Brother Dwayne. Hey, I just have a real quick testimony. So 2 weeks ago, I had a family court case, and I brought Brother Dante and Brother Alex with me, and I stood as man. And when I got in there, everybody, including the judge, you know, they were playing their game of they don't know what I'm talking about, you know, standing firm as I am man. You know, I went in there to try and get my property back. That was the goal, getting my son back, getting out of these quasi-contracts and things of that nature. And so I went in. I said, I'm man, over and over and over again. He acted like, oh, well, what are you talking about? You know, do you have a driver's license, this and that? I just said, you know, whose court is this? Whose court is this? And I asked him about five times. He looked at me, and he said, I'm going to take a break. And he gets up off the judge's bench, goes in the back, and all the women that's around him, they all leave too. And he's out there, or he's away for about 5 minutes. And when he comes back, he comes back with more women. And then, you know, he brings the sheriffs in, and he tries to intimidate Alex and Brother Dante with the sheriffs. And we're all just standing firm. You know, they told us we can't video record and things of that nature. And let me tell you, Brother Dante, you know, they put his hands on Brother Dante, and he put his finger right up in their face. They said, don't you ever touch me again. I was like, hallelujah. They tried to get Brother Alex with statutes and codes, and he was like, that's not law, you know. So all in all, I got the judge to acknowledge me as his master by saying that I'm man, I require immediate restoration of my property. And when I said, whose court is this, he didn't answer me, so I took hold of the court. And he, like I said, he acknowledged me as his master. He said, well, what do you want me to do? How can I help you? What do you want me to do? But at that moment, you know, we were going back and forth for at least 30 minutes or so, and I wanted to just stick with the notice I had put in, you know, because I didn't want to go left or go right. You understand what I mean? Just staying straight. And so, you know, we just went back and forth, and then he said, okay, well, we'll just have a trial. I said, I require a trial by jury. He said, all right, I'll be the judge. And I said, nope, I'm going to be judged by my peers, by my people, my belief. So we have a trial date on the 19th, y'all willing. You know, there will be, you know, people from the congregation here in Kansas City to judge this matter because that woman, my ex, had no authority to put my matters into the public. She had no authority to take my property, my son. So that's it, Pastor. I just wanted to say that, you know, the things that Brother Kabir is doing up there, bless him. He was the one who guided me and helped me. So, Israel, if you haven't already, go check out what Kabir is doing, Brother Ryan and Brother Jordan, because this thing is getting deep.
Well, I'm glad you stand up and you know what you're doing, because I got to say, because everybody, they need to know what they're doing before you go in there, because they're going to use this intimidation. They're going to try to chew you up and spit you out. But yeah, you know, it's good that you had told them you want to be judged by a jury of your peers and not what you select and pick.
That's it.
All right, so let me know how it goes, okay?
I will do. Bless you, Pastor.
Hey, I tripped out when I heard that woman was reading Ryan, you know, Mr. Ryan appears in person. These lying deceivers. Why come people Why is it that people just simply can't be honest? I mean, if it is a justice system, where is the justice when you're using legalese, you're stage playing, you're putting forth a damn show, you're dressed up in these costumes, and you act like that you're our masters? You use intimidation, fear, and coercion under duress, trying to force the people to comply by getting them to sign over their rights and get into a statutory realm so that you can rape them, rob them, extort them. Where is the justice in the damn justice system? Well, it ain't none. When they say justice, that means just us. That's what they mean. That means we're going to make profit off your back, but it's going to be just us that's going to do it. And you got all these stupid people that joined the police department, the sheriff's department, as part of the system, and they're just as much as part of the problem rather than a solution. It's just, it's sickening. It really is. 816, Mother JC or Sister Crystal. 816, Pastor Dowling on the Tribute 2 radio broadcast. I can help you.
Shalom, shalom, Pastor Dow. This is Mother JC this time.
And how you doing, Mother JC?
Oh, I am blessed, Pastor. I am blessed. I just wanted to call in to say I am so thankful. I know I've done it before, but I am so thankful for this ministry, for Pastor Corey, Sister Gabby, for especially for you who was loyal to the vision and what you've built and the souls that you're saving. You know, I'm just so appreciative. And tonight I was talking to my little grandson, and he said, I want to talk to Pastor Dow. I said, I don't know if Pastor Dow would take your call. And he said, I want to talk to him. I want to tell him something. So I want him to tell you what he has to tell you. Is that okay?
Put him on the phone.
All right. Come on. Come on. His name is Jeremiah. Come on.
I've been listening to your channels for...
Go ahead. You scared? Go ahead.
I've been listening to your channels for 2 days. And...
Oh, he's freezing up now. Come on. Tell him what you told me.
Come on, Jeremiah. You say you wanted to talk to me. Talk to me, son.
Tell him what you told me. Are you going to be a warrior? Anyway, now he's getting all shy. But anyway, they are homeschooled and they have prayer and worship in the morning. And we find him listening to your videos. And the impact, I mean, he's still a little boy, but he knows the word, and I'm sure most of the children in Straightway know the word. He will get people straight in a minute, you know, and tell them that they're wicked or whatever. So, but anyway, he was going to tell you that he's listening to your videos, and he wants to be a warrior for Yah. So, but then he chickened out.
Tell him that one day if he stays the course, he will grow up to be a warrior, but he got to stay the course.
You hear that? You hear that? You got to be obedient to Yah. But anyway, Pastor, I wanted you to know the impact you're having on our young men, and even Pastor Corey. He reverences him highly, so because he's here, you know, in the congregation. But anyway, and Pastor, we pray for you every day. We pray for you every day, you and Pastor Corey, to keep that hedge of protection around you, because we know that the enemy is after, especially the heads, you know, because as the scripture says. So we keep you prayed up, and I thank the Father that you are as bold as you are, and you keep our feet from the fire with the messages, and I so appreciate that. And I thank you. I thank you for helping me to get life. That's what you've
Hallelujah.
Done. You helped me to get life. So bless you, Pastor. Love you. Bless all your Ashias. Bless Straightway Tennessee and all the ministries of Straightway. Bless you. Love you.
I love you too, Mother Jason. I receive those blessings. And, you know, if you're out there in the Kansas City area, or if you're in the state of Kansas City, y'all need to contact Pastor Corey, because Pastor Corey is a true man of Yah. That means business. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to give you a warning. If you go out there, you better make sure you mean business with Yah. If you show up at any one of his meetings and stuff, because he ain't going to tour around with you. Now, don't get me wrong. He's not going to be no tyrant to you or nothing like that. But don't come out there half-stepping and playing games. He's a serious pastor. Means business. Sister Gabby's serious. The saints out there, they mean business. You mean business, we welcome you 100%. But don't come up in there like a snake and don't think that we ain't going to sniff you out and your head ain't going to get chopped off. Come correct, come real. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Texas. Call number 254. 254 is Pastor Dowling, the Sherby Tune Radio broadcast. I can help you there in Texas.
Hello?
Yep, hell is low.
Can you hear me, Pastor?
I can hear you.
Oh, yeah, this is Bernard Mitchell, Jr., and I'd like to make myself known. And how can you help me? Well, that's hard to say. I live out of a truck. Right now I'm in Virginia. I'm going to be rolling across through. I'm going to be probably coming by you in Tennessee, heading back to Texas.
Oh, I get you. I got it. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, you've been confirmation on everything. You already helped. How can you help me? You have already helped me. Pastor, I just want to tell you, you keep your boot on a neck, and when you put your shoes on, just switch feet. And I speak blessings, joy. Blessings, joy, and peace for you, the teachers, the heads, the saints, and the brothers and sisters of Israel. And I've been following you since 2018, and, you know, once I first got a hold of the truth, I'm new to the truth in, since about 2-3 years maybe, but I'm not used to the book and the word. And then, you know, when I ask questions, he showed me or put the right people that are what I'm looking for. And then I'm at the point in my life that I know I cannot be an island, and you cannot do nothing by yourself what he sets on your heart. And everything you've been speaking is confirmation. And if you can't back up what you're doing, what you're saying with the book, it makes no sense. And I've been, you know, I watch you. I try to watch everything straight away to keep fed. And, you know, finally called in to the to the number behind you, got hooked up with the brothers in Houston, and I haven't met there yet. Haven't had time to get organized, which I'm doing now. But I've been talking for I know at least a month or two or three for a good while. I've been talking to Brother Elliot, and I'm trying to get in where I fit in, try to make myself known.
Right.
And everything that like you said, you know, I just noticed through time. That everything you're doing has been confirmation of the vision you give me. You know, come, be set apart, pay all your debt, and then move from there. And I'm in that process now, Pastor.
That's right. Well, you
and I look
the course, okay?
Yes, yes, sir. Oh, excuse me, yes, Pastor. I'm understanding, too. We're not sirs. I'm man.
All right, my brother.
I thank you. I appreciate it. Oh, yes, faith without works. And then I learned, too, there's been a lot of mistranslations, so I replaced the word works just for me to keep stay focused. Faith without obedience is dead.
There you go. All right, my brother.
Keep up the great work.
Shabbat shalom. That's good. Sound like the brother is really sobering up good. He's paying attention. That's wonderful. Let's go to Missouri. Call number 816. 816 in Missouri is Pastor Dow. You're on the Straight Truth Radio broadcast. I can help you there in Missouri.
Hey, shalom, Pastor. This is Brother Alex again under Pastor Corey. I finally
okay.
came up with a question.
All right, my
question is, so what would we do, what would you do to ensure Israel's righteousness if there were about, I don't know, like 2,000 plus people on the land, because I know, and all the books, basically, you know, it would be Israel gets to a land that Yah put them in, and then some one person would then you know, basically mess it up. So what would you do? What would we do as a people? What would we do differently to ensure Israel's righteousness so that way we would not be cursed as a people?
We wouldn't do nothing no different than the Torah. Whatever the Torah says, that's how we would adjudicate matters. That's how we would judge. And it would be righteous because righteousness is of the law.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. Yeah.
So whatever the matter would be, we can't go past what the book says. Pastor Corey would have told you that.
That's true. Yeah. I had no expectation for what answer you would give, so that works. I mean, anything about the Torah is good with me. So, anyway, bless you, Pastor.
Shabbat Shalom. Let's go to Illinois. Brother Tim or Sister Nikki, 773-773. It's Pastor Dowell. Unit Straight Truth Radio broadcast. I can help you.
Shabbat Shalom, Pastor Dowell. First of all, I just want to say bless you for everything that you do, and I thank you for just doing everything you do. I've been watching a lot of your videos recently, a lot more of them, a whole bunch of them, and I just had a couple of questions. I was going over the videos that I've been bouncing around, a bunch of the older ones and some new ones too, and kind of around the same theme where you talk about, like what you talked about, how, you know, people might get into the kingdom and they get put out, or things like that, whereas because the people don't want to transform their actual wicked heart. But then I hear other things about coming from you too, where you say things like, you know, it's stuff you can't do on your own, like you need Yah with you and everything. So I just wanted to know, what's the point where it's you trying to change your wicked heart, but at the same time you're letting Yah transform you? Like, how do you do that without getting in your own way, if you understand my question?
First of all, that's the reason why, over and over again, that you continue to keep hearing me tout in Hebrews that says, obey them that have a rule over you. Now, most people today don't want no rule over them. They believe that they'll rule themselves. You'll have people in their 20s that think they're more wiser than I am, and I'm older than them. Matter of fact, I'm older enough not only to be their daddy, I'm twice their age, if you understand what I mean. So you got people out there that are wise in their own hearts and own conceits. I don't know what that question had to do with the statement that you made about when I said that some people is going to be in the kingdom and then they're going to get thrust out. All I did was quote you exactly what the word says. There are some people that's going to end up there without a wedding garment on. How they get there? The Bible says they're thieves and robbers. They climbed up over the wall. But when they get there, they're going to be exposed, and then they're going to be cast out in the outer darkness, and there's going to be weeping and gnashing of teeth. How Yah does all this, we know in part, we prophesy in part, but when we see him, we're going to know all things. It's going to be virtually clear to us. So I would say you obey them that have a rule over you. Somebody has got to be in charge. Somebody's got to be in authority. God have leadership.
Yes, sir, I understand that. And when I asked what it had to do, is because when you said during that message, you said that because I guess people learn to get the form of godliness, that they keep the commandments and everything, but the heart not all the way transformed. And that's why I was asking, how do you know that Yah is transforming your heart, or you allowing him to transform your heart, so you're not one of those people that's just, you know, just doing the commandments or doing everything everybody say, but still keeping your heart, trying to keep your heart wicked.
How long have you been listening to me?
About a year.
Have you watched me?
Yes, sir.
All right. Have you seen my manner of life?
Yes.
Whatever you see in me, whatever you watched in me, do. That's how you'll know you'll make it to the kingdom.
Yes, sir, I got it.
You know the reason why I say that?
No, sir, I don't know why you say it. Well, I do, because I you
I learned it straight from the Bible, and I've done exactly what it says. And so whatever that book says, I do, and I'm standing on good, solid foundation and a good, solid rock. Now, let me read you over in Matthew, the 22nd chapter, starting at verse 11. You ready?
Yes, sir.
But when the king came in to see the guest, he spotted a man who was not dressed in a wedding clothes or wedding garment. And look what the king said. Friend, he asked, how'd you get in here without a wedding garment? But the man was speechless. Then the king told the servants, tie him hand and foot and throw him in the outer darkness, where there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. When you hear me talk, just because I'm not quoting scriptures and verses, that doesn't mean I'm speaking of my own volition, my own mind. I'm speaking what the word says.
See.
So when you hear me say whatever you see in me and watching me do, I'm only repeating exactly what the word says because I'm living it. So if you want to be sure, you stick close to Yah, stick close to his word, and obey what it says. And one of those things it says is obey them that have a rule over you. For they watch for your soul and say they must give an account. And the hope is that they do it with joy and not with grief. So if that's the case, then it's unprofitable to you. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir. I understand.
All right, my brother. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Good thoughtful questions. I understand that people are at certain levels of comprehension and understanding. And believe you me, some of you may not think that I am, but I usually try to be very delicate and gentle when I'm trying to answer people when they have little to no comprehension in certain things. I understand where a lot of these things originate from, but sometimes a direct answer is the best answer. All right? Remember, your own patron, just don't sit down and watch the videos I'm doing on Patreon without saying anything. Go watch the videos. I got a lot of patrons over there. And you mean to tell me if I upload a video, I only have maybe 30 patrons that watch the videos? Are you serious? Man, come on, y'all. Become proactive. It'll keep you and it'll hold your hands to the fire. Other than that, hey, I'm looking forward to seeing y'all tomorrow morning at Shabbat service. So I bless you all. In the sweet, precious, and strong, and victorious, and mighty, overcoming name, our soon coming King, Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. Shabbat Shalom, the King is coming. Looking forward to seeing y'all.